We bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Daniel. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, I had another dream similar to the first. This time I was at Susa, the capital in the province of Elam, standing beside the Ulai River. As I was looking around, I saw a ram with two long horns standing on the riverbank. And as I watched, one of those horns began to grow, so it was longer than the other. The ram butted everything out of its way, and no one could stand against it or help its victims. It did as it pleased and became very great. While I was wondering what this could mean, suddenly a buck goat appeared from the west, so swiftly that it didn't even touch the ground. The goat, which had one very large horn between its eyes, rushed furiously at the two-horned ram. And the closer he came, the angrier he was. He charged into the ram and broke off both his horns. Now the ram was helpless, and the buck goat knocked him down and trampled him, for there was no one to rescue him. The victor became both proud and powerful, but suddenly at the height of his power, his horn was broken, and in its place grew four good-sized horns, pointing in four directions. One of these, growing slowly at first, soon became very strong, and attacked the south and the east, and warred against the land of Israel. He fought against the people of God, and defeated some of their leaders. He even challenged the commander of the army of heaven by canceling the daily sacrifices offered to him, and by defiling his temple. But the army of heaven was restrained from destroying him for his transgression. As a result, truth and righteousness perished, and evil triumphed and prospered. And then I heard two of the holy angels talking to each other. One of them said, "How long will it be until the daily sacrifice is restored again? How long until the destruction of the temple is avenged and God's people triumph?" The other replied, 1,150 days must first go by. As I was trying to understand the meaning of this vision, suddenly a man was standing in front of me, or at least he looked like a man. And I heard a man's voice calling from across the river, "Gabriel, tell Daniel the meaning of his dream." So Gabriel started toward me, and as he approached, I was too frightened to stand and fell down with my face to the ground. "Son of man," he said, "you must understand that the events you have seen in your vision will not take place until the end times come." Then I fainted, lying face downward on the ground. But he roused me with a touch and helped me to my feet. "I am here," he said, "to tell you what is going to happen in the last days of the coming time of terror, for what you have seen pertains to the final event of history. The two horns of the ram you saw are the kings of Media and Persia. The shaggy-haired goat is the nation of Greece. Its long horn represents the first great king of that country. When you saw the horn break off and the four smaller horns replacing it, this means that the Grecian Empire will break into four sections with four kings, none of them as great as the first. And toward the end of their kingdoms, when they have become mortally rotten, an angry king shall rise to power with great shrewdness and intelligence. His power shall be mighty, but it will be satanic strength and not his own. Prospering wherever he turns, he will destroy all who oppose him, though their armies be mighty, and he will devastate God's people. He will be a master of deception, defeating many by catching them off guard as they bask in false security. Without warning, he will destroy them. So great will he fancy himself to be that he will even take on the Prince of Princes in battle, and in so doing, he will seal his own doom, for he shall be broken by the hand of God, though no human means could overpower him." Then your vision you heard about the 1,150 days to pass before the rites of worship are restored. This number is literal. It means just that. But none of these things will happen for a long time, so don't tell anyone about them yet. Then I grew faint and was sick for several days. Afterwards, I was up and around again and performed my duties for the king. But I was greatly distressed by the dream and did not understand it.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in sight inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise.
Year of the reign of King Darius, the son of Ahasuerus. Darius was a Mede, but became king of the Chaldeans. In that first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learn from the book of Jeremiah the prophet that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. And so I earnestly pleaded with the Lord God to end our captivity and send us back to our own land. As I prayed, I fasted and wore rough sackcloth and sprinkled myself with ashes, and confessed my sins and those of my people. O Lord, I prayed, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your promises of mercy to those who love you and who keep your laws. But we have sinned so much. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets, whom you sent again and again down through the years with your messages to our kings and princes and to all the people. O Lord, you are righteous, but as for us, we are always shame-faced with sin, just as you see us now. Yes, all of us, the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, and all Israel scattered near and far, wherever you have driven us, because of our disloyalty to you. O Lord, we and our kings and princes and fathers are weighted down with shame because of all our sins. But the Lord our God is merciful and pardons even those who have rebelled against him. O Lord our God, we have disobeyed you. We have flouted all the laws you gave us through your servants, the prophets. All Israel has disobeyed. We have turned away from you and haven't listened to your voice. And so the awesome curse of God has crushed us, the curse written in the law of Moses, your servant. And you have done exactly as you warned us you would do. For never in all history has there been a disaster like what happened at Jerusalem to us and to our rulers. Every curse against us written in the law of Moses has come true. All the evils he predicted, all have come. But even so, we still refuse to satisfy the Lord our God by turning from our sins and doing right. And so the Lord deliberately crushed us with the calamity he prepared. He is fair in everything he does, but we would not obey. O Lord our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by removing your people from Egypt in a great display of power. Lord, do it again. Though we have sinned so much and are full of wickedness, and yet because of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn away your furious anger from Jerusalem, your own city, your holy mountain. For the heathen mock at you because your city lies in ruins for our sins. O our God, hear your servant's prayer. Listen as I plead. Let your face shine again with peace and joy upon your desolate sanctuary for your own glory, Lord. O my God, bend down your ear and listen to my plea. Open your eyes and see our wretchedness, how your city lies in ruins, for everyone knows that is yours. We don't ask because we merit help, but because you are so merciful despite our grievous sins. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen to me and act. Don't delay for your own sake, O my God, because your people and your city bear your name. And even while I was praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people and desperately pleading with the Lord, my God, for Jerusalem, his holy mountain, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the earlier vision, flew swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice and said to me, Daniel, I am here to help you understand God's plans. The moment you began praying, a command was given. I am here to tell you what it was, for God loves you very much. Listen and try to understand the meaning of the vision that you saw. The Lord has commanded 490 years of further punishment upon Jerusalem and your people. And then at last you will learn to stay away from sin, and their guilt will be cleansed. And then the kingdom of everlasting righteousness will begin, and the most holy place in the temple will be rededicated as the prophets have declared. And now listen. It will be 49 years plus 434 years from the time the command is given to rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One comes. Jerusalem's streets and walls will be rebuilt despite the perilous times. And after this period of 434 years, the Anointed One will be killed, his kingdom still unrealized, and a king will arise whose armies will destroy the city and the temple. They will be overwhelmed as with a flood, and war and its miseries are decreed from that time to the very end. This king will make a 7-year treaty with the people, but after half that time he will break his pledge and stop the Jews from all their sacrifices and their offerings. Then, as a climax to all his terrible deeds, the enemy shall utterly defile the sanctuary of God. But in God's time and plan, his judgment will be poured out upon this evil one. Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Daniel. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.